Welcome to Legal News and Review, recipient of the Florida Bar Award of Excellence, and featuring Michael Santucci, co-chair of the Intellectual Property Division of the Broward Bar. From the law firm of Santucci Priori, practicing intellectual property, business, and entertainment law and litigation, located in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Legal News and Review, the only real problem solver radio program using the law, with your moderator, Philip Bell. And hosts and legal panel attorney, Gary Singer, chair of the Broward County Bar Association's Real Property Section. Gary Singer is board certified in real estate law and a syndicated columnist from the Sun Sentinel. He is an expert in his field of practice. Now, here's your moderator, Philip Bell.
On the docket for today's broadcast, Florida has some unique laws governing family law. Addressing divorce, Florida style, as we call it, is board certified in family law attorney Ileana Almeida. I'd first like to welcome our legal panel host, filling in for Gary Singer, is from the 17th Judicial Circuit Court, the Honorable Judge Jeffrey Levinson. Good afternoon, Judge.
Good afternoon.
As well as Gary Astro.
Thanks for letting me be here again.
Well, they let anybody in here, so.
Well, I'm living proof of that.
And, of course, our staple for the program, Michael Santucci.
How are you? I actually stopped somebody at the door in my office today who said he was looking for Gary Astro. I said, well, you're not going to come in unless I get Gary's approval. I don't know if you're after him, what you're looking for.
I saw the man was frisked.
Trying to serve documents on him. So, right,
I did get served.
I gave him a hard time.
How did you know that? Thank you for that.
I did give him a hard time. I'll always have your back.
He's a good friend. Nick Storelli, he's here, and he'll be hearing the rebroadcast.
All right. Soon.
Hey. He was bringing packages that were in a kilogram weight.
Yes, he was. But he's got a good defense, from what I hear. So don't be saying much, okay?
Oh, boy, you guys left me off track here. Mike, why don't you give out that
I was just going to say, we're a South Florida show. You can hear us on the radio all over South Florida on three stations now. And we support local music. So if you don't like that music you hear on the intro and outro, and you're a local songwriter or local music artist anywhere in Florida, please submit some MP3s of your songs to info@500law.com. That's my website. The email is info@500law.com. We'll listen to your music, and if it's good, we'll put it on the show, and we'll give you a plug.
You know, it's amazing to me the responses that you're getting, and now with the iHeart, we've always been on, but tune in, iRadio Now, 96.9, 103.9, 740. You got to be under a rock not to hear us.
Every day.
And it's amazing. Even nationally, we don't promote it nationally, but we get a lot of responses after the segments. Today's broadcast is brought to you in part by Corporate Capital Direct. Listen, banks are not lending still. The online lenders may not tell you what you need to hear to make the right decision for your company needs. If you've been around for a year or around for generations, capital is the lifeblood of any business, whether you have needs for inventory, payroll, general operating expenses, or even consolidate expensive debt. That's a sweet spot that they've been very successful with. Apparently, people have predatory lenders give them the money even more than they actually were able to pay back. But with that issue, including taxes coming up, listen, Corporate Capital Direct can help you avoid common mistakes when seeking a capital solution for your business. They're a great organization. I certainly endorse them. Get the inside edge. Call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or listen, go online to corpcapdirect.com. And again, that's corpcapdirect.com. And, you know, they have programs that could fit a multitude of needs. And, again, they're anti-predatory lending. Matter of fact, they've been on our show and emphasizing that. And they like our show so much, they decided to help underwrite us, Mike. That's a beautiful thing.
Thank you.
You know, high-profile divorces are always in the news. And a lot of times they coincide with domestic violence. You know, we're very pleased to have board-certified in family law attorney Ileana Almeida. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Did I do justice to your name?
You did.
Oh, boy. No one's doing a shot on me at Nova. We have a Nova law student sitting here listening.
Yeah, I don't know if you know that, but over at the law school, every time Phil massacres someone's last name, somebody's doing shots over there.
Yeah, we got some emails from
students.
We don't know who. And we are going to be at Nova next month. We're waiting to hear on the date. I really look forward to that event, and it's going to be a key event there.
Question and answer from law students, right?
Yeah. It's going to be like a Phil Donahue. That'd
be awesome.
Well, Hopefully Judge Levinson can make it as well. They can pick his brains.
I'm here for you.
I appreciate that. I really do, Judge. I mean,
and we're trying to get Willie Gary on that show as
he's
well.
He's already committed.
So, all right.
No, I've been hearing that for the last endless shows. Is
his
he going to show
his
up?
His publicist okayed it. And,
yeah. No, it's all it's a done deal. Yeah. We just got to give him the exact date. He said he'll clear his calendar. What a great guy.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. He's the billion-dollar man, right, Mike?
Yep.
divorce can be so complicated, and there are a host of issues that are unique to Florida. And one quick question comes to mind because I am a dog person. I love my dogs. They sleep in my bed. I mean, let's face it, they bring so much and they ask for so little. And
my mom used to say that about my girlfriends. But I'm married now. Yep. So.
Yeah, interestingly enough.
Did you say it about your wife now? Yeah. Or?
Interestingly enough, in the news, I guess out of Alaska, to this question I'm going to ask you, has to do how are pets handled in divorce?
Well, in Florida, pets are chattel, so they can possibly have a fair market value if you really want to go there. Normally, you don't value a pet because the value to the person is never what you could sell it on the street, but or in the market. But they're chattel, so it's just part of the equitable distribution scheme that you come up with. Normally, you just settle that issue. So that's how it's treated in Florida, but in pretty much all other states, Alaska, just recently, they're the first state to change that, subject to only in Alaska, but
right.
The judges there now have to consider the well-being of the pet, and they can actually give a time-sharing schedule for your little friendly dog
home
there.
Home of the Iditarod. May I interrupt?
Yes. You certainly may.
Something totally, completely irrelevant. Not related to this, but it brings a topic to my mind. The most difficult case to select a jury, it's not a murder case, not a molestation case, it's an animal abuse case.
Wow.
When jurors hear that someone has abused a dog in any way, they run out of the courtroom. They cannot hear those cases.
Wow.
Very difficult to get juries in those kinds of
cases. I can't
even
see those commercials for the
Phil,
yeah. I mean,
Phil, you won't be on one of those juries.
No.
But you know what? You know, when they talk about some of the really horrific, brutal murder cases, you know, oh, no problem.
Yeah, they'll look
at
those photographs all day long.
All day, but talk about a pet, a dog, forget it.
Yeah. So people have more sympathy for animals than people.
Didn't well, mean to interrupt
animals
them that,
are innocent.
No, but that's
why. Yeah.
That's the state of humanity. I can watch people get killed all day long on a big screen TV, but I can't see a dog get injured or old yell or whatever.
Well, let me just interject because I can't help myself. But animals are helpless and innocent.
Right.
People aren't. Children, yes. But when adults, I don't consider them to be, and not in the legal sense, Judge, don't get carried away. They're not innocent in that sense. Animals are innocent. But I'm taking way too much time from our special guest.
Oh, no, that's okay.
Well,
segue right into
that. Well, we are segueing from
well, when you said that their animals are chattel, it really kind of... It upset me a little bit, you know.
Me too.
Chattel.
You and I have.
If I thought of my dog as a chat, I mean, come on.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Maybe the cat, but not the dog.
How does a judge decide from the pet situation to now the parent situation? How does a judge decide a parenting plan in Florida
for the pets or for the kids?
No, for the kids.
Well, there's several factors that a judge needs to consider in deciding time sharing. There used to be a presumption against 50-50 time sharing. That's gone. So I think most judges start with 50-50, thinking, okay, as long as mom's good, as long as dad's good, as long as I haven't heard anything, we're going to try and schedule something with equal time sharing. Of course, you can't always do that. Sometimes there's work schedules. Sometimes there's distance. So that can't be done. That's typically where they start. But of course, there's a million, not a million factors, probably about 16. And domestic violence can be a factor. History of, who raised the child more, if there was a stay-at-home mom versus a person who was working all the time. So there are other factors, but generally they start with 50-50. And that's becoming more and more common with women in the workforce.
Now, before we continue, our audience knows regarding, our loyal listeners know what now board certification means. We won an award last year for an award for excellence from the Florida Bar for promotion board certification. But I want our audience to know, what does it mean in family law that you are board certified attorney?
Well, I had to go through a peer review process where, you send out questionnaires to local attorneys that know you, that you've worked with or worked against. Judges have to chime in as well. Then you have to practice. A certain percentage of your practice must be just family. I had to, you know, prove that I had so many trials and so many years of experience and so many hearings with evidence and things like that. And then I had to take a very difficult test. And you get board certified.
She's also an excellent, excellent criminal defense lawyer.
That's nice of you to say.
Well, I guess because of domestic violence falls.
Remember the case you had with the guy with the machete? I remember that one.
You remember that one?
Yeah, that was.
I remember that very well.
That's a good combination of experience. I heard Judge Levinson saying before, it's the criminal attorneys are usually the best trial attorneys, and in civil, it's hard to get trial experience, especially as a young attorney.
Well, and actually what I miss most about criminal are the jury trials. There's no jury trials in family, and there shouldn't be, appropriately so. But I really do miss the jury trials, the sort of dynamics.
Interestingly
of
enough, there are jury trials in family cases in the great state of Texas.
Really?
Yes. Really? What kind of cases are tried by jury, family?
Divorce cases, you know?
Wow. Yeah.
Well, technically, the issue of paternity can be tried by jury, but I've never heard of it ever happening.
In Texas,
the DNA,
no.
The DNA.
In Texas.
Well, those trials must be a circus.
Florida has some unique aspects about it regarding divorce. And people are not even aware of the aspect of, you know, how long do they have to live in Florida. An example would be we had 265,000 people make Florida the permanent home last year. Beat California first time. We're doing something right here in Florida, guys. But with that said and done, if you are a Florida resident and we're transient here in this state and your spouse decides they want to go back to wherever they came from, maybe Texas, Judge, I don't know. But can somebody file that made Florida the permanent residence dissolution of marriage against somebody who lives in a different state?
Oh, sure. You have to be you have to reside in Florida 6 months continuously prior to the date of filing. As long as you do that, you can file against somebody with another state. Of course, you know, depending on where the child is, that there's issues of what a court can do. If the child's residing in a different state, the court's probably not going to be able to adjudicate the custody issues, but certainly you can get divorced.
Leon, I have a question. I had a criminal case. It was domestic. I think the mother, it wasn't, they weren't married, but the mother of the kid was using it for leverage. She created this ag assault deadly weapon criminal case, and she ended up taking off with the minor kid, not letting us know where he was or where she was. And I was arguing to the court, it was some motion during jury selection or whatever, that this was kidnapping. Is that kidnapping? And if not, why not? If one of the parents are deprived of that minor child and the parent takes that child away to whether another state or whereabouts unknown, why isn't that kidnapping?
As long as, you know, if the parties are not married and the father has not...
And paternity is not an issue. Let's say the paternity is established.
Okay. And if paternity has been established, then I think it probably is kidnapping. And so... I don't do that anymore, but if you contact the police, I would imagine they could charge the other parent.
Right. I remember the court was pointing to some case law that distinguished it. I don't remember what the facts were that distinguished it, but there was a distinguishing factor. If I remember during the course of this spot, I will bring it up again.
Okay.
I hear a lot of attorneys say that family law is very county specific. What's your thought on that?
You tend to practice a lot. I mean, I probably have 70-80% of my cases are in Broward County. My office is right here in Fort Lauderdale. But I do cases, I have one in Orlando, another one in St. Lucie. I mean, I do them around the state. But predominantly, you get to know your judges. You get to know your opposing counsel. You get to know your good mediators. It's helpful to know them. It's not a necessity, but I think it's helpful.
Mm-hmm. You had talked about parental plan with I guess what used to be called visitation, and how it has evolved over the years. 20 years ago, it was pretty typical for the mother to have the child all but the every other weekend and Wednesday. But now I think isn't the trend, as you were talking about earlier, to pretty much split it up 50-50 if it is reasonable.
That's absolutely right. And I think, as a general rule, society changes and the law sort of follows it somewhat slowly, but follows it. Women are now in the workforce a lot more. You have less stay-at-home moms. You do have plenty, but you have less. Women are making their own money now. And 50-50 has just become more and more common. I'm divorced. I share equal time sharing with my ex-husband. We have a very good working relationship with the children.
Even if you're both lawyers.
We're both lawyers, yes. But we work it out just fine, and I miss my children when I'm not with them. But I see them all the time because, fortunately, knock on wood, we really work hard to make sure.
Do they have two different houses?
They do.
So, because, I mean, some people have one house, and they kind of – there are different ways they do that.
Well, I don't think – I heard one time a judge order that, and it got reversed on appeal where the father had to come in and out and the mother had to come in and out. I recently had a court rule on a temporary basis that the wife has exclusive use of one bedroom and one bathroom, and my client has exclusive use of the other bedroom, other bathroom. What she didn't know is that they had already been doing that, so it was fine, but...
That's what my wife did for me, even though we didn't go to court. She used to stay out of my bathroom. Yeah.
I think we all join in that. I think that's pretty classic,
yeah,
you know.
Right.
Yeah, I have never been in my wife's bathroom, you know.
I heard you have a tour scheduled next week.
And you know what? It's a good reason that she doesn't come into my bathroom.
But you've been through a dissolution of a marriage personally, and I think that really, if I was going through that situation, I would want a lawyer that knows what I'm going through. That's
and honestly, since I
not to get too personal,
no,
but
that's okay. And since I do this for a living, and I see some situations that aren't that I don't want my children to go through.
Yeah.
And my ex-husband, again, we get along pretty well. He knew that, and so we just. My rule is you have to love your children more than you hate your spouse. If you love your children more than you hate your spouse,
well,
you should be able to work things
out. I like that.
Amen.
And plus, you are going to be with that person no matter what.
That's right.
For the rest of your life because you have no choice.
Well said.
You know, when you get divorced and you don't have kids, it's like going steady. You just break up. You
right.
Property
that's right.
And you move on. But when you have kids, forget it. It's all.
It's a whole different show.
You know what? I don't do a lot of family law, but I am exposed to it. I see a lot of... abusive, emotional abuse with the parents using the kid as a pawn or playing them against each other. There's no way to control that. I mean, you can report that to the court and move for a motion for rule to show cause, but you're not going to change the nature of that parent. I mean, how do you deal with that? You can't accept it and say that this kid's going to be destroyed because this parent is turning this kid on me or my ex-wife to be or whatever. How do you deal with those situations? They seem impossible.
Well, when it's extreme, there's a concept called parental alienation. And if you can prove that, which is, you have to get the experts to help you to prove that.
You
if
need
you can prove
to bring
that,
the kids in to prove it?
The courts do not like
Great
kids
question.
To come to court.
I know.
The judges really don't.
Not even in the courthouse.
That's the problem.
They will if it's a true necessity. They do in dependency, for example, in certain instances. But you get guardian ad litem. You can get experts to evaluate the children, to evaluate the parents. There's ways to prove it without
bringing
the children.
But you find that to be very would that be a fair very common? Is that be a fair estimate?
I certainly hope it's not so common. I see it to the extreme of parental alienation. I really try and encourage my clients not to go there. I really try and focus the case to always thinking about the kids, always thinking about the kids.
Yeah.
But some people are certain personalities, and they're just so angry.
That's my point.
And I'm just not a psychiatrist. Yeah. I mean, I'm the lawyer here to advocate for my client. So
one thing that's interesting, again, this is more of an aside. In family cases, as it stands right now in the courthouse, the litigants sit right across from each other. They're in chambers. They're not in a courtroom. With the advent of the new courthouse, there will be a courtroom, and they won't have that type of structure. But I always wondered over the years how there has not been more aggressive, more violence, because it's such a high-charged situation that exists. But that's just an aside. The new courthouse, and I think most courthouses, will have courtrooms as opposed to chambers.
Yeah, the new courthouse says you're still – they're not huge courtrooms. You're still fairly close to each other, but, we just – moved in this week, the family law judges. So we're going to see how that works out for us.
But the judges
in Dade County, their courtrooms, and Palm Beach County, their courtrooms.
How do you find? You think that's a difference?
I think it's going to be much better, yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, we had a friend of yours on our program, one of our first programs a couple of years back, and it's Nancy Brodsky. And she actually did the first gay divorce. here in the state of Florida. She didn't even know she did the first gay divorce. We brought it to her attention. And we brought her on the show to talk about it. What is the issue regarding gay divorce? I understand that even in some states, there's a hindrance where they could get married, but they can't get divorced in that state. Like Alabama, they were. I was reading about.
That's really true. Lifetime probation.
I'm telling you.
Well, I think if a state doesn't recognize the marriage, then they're not gonna do the divorce, right? But Florida, we recognize marriage. We will recognize the divorce and divorce. It's funny because I asked Nancy about that, and I said, you should be happy about doing the gay marriage, like marrying them. That's a happy event, love, everybody loves each other, but right. The gay divorce, it's just kind of like any other. And if one party has adopted, or if they've both adopted, depending on the situation, if one is the biological parent or not, if they have both adopted the child, in other words, they're both the legal parents, then you're going to have the same kind of child custody issues that we don't use the term custody anymore.
So they have the same headaches as those straight
What
people?
If one of the couple gave birth to the child but the other one adopted the child? How does that
Then they're both legal parents. Then they're both legal parents.
They have the same legal rights.
Sure.
Interesting.
Sure. If not, one, the parent that did not adopt is basically a stepmother, stepfather. I mean, you still have the same love, but you don't have the same
blood,
rights.
But the blood factor doesn't change the legality of it, is what you're saying.
The biological parent will remain the biological parent, and the other parent is the step-parent until that person adopts, in which case, sometimes these women have with the surrogate, which case you don't really know who the father is. But if the woman does know who the father is and the father doesn't want to allow the adoption, then, of course, there's not going to be the adoption unless you go through a whole other thing. But that's
it must be really nice, though, when they have adoptions. That must be a really nice part of the job.
I do some adoptions. I only do consensual ones where, I have the father, usually the father consenting to the step-parent adopting. I have I'm having a grandfather adopt his grandchild for various reasons. But it's usually a good thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, in a way, it's a little sad that there's a guy giving up rights to his kid who's, that's a little bit sad. But at least the child's going to be in a family setting that's healthy, and that's what's important.
Right. No, absolutely.
I mean, about family law, with the exception that I know of Texas, when you have the judge is the judge and jury. That's very important who the judge is in the case.
Sure.
The judge has not only discretion regarding the law, but a lot of equitable discretion. And that's
important, right. So. It's important to
Well, while you're a trial advocate and you have no problem taking a case to trial, you prefer not to. You want to keep it the hands out of the guy that wears the robe or girl.
Of
right?
course. That's the Supreme goal. Court wants us to settle them, too. They've been very clear about that. Yes, I try to settle.
But why is it you hear in the news, is it common for divorces to take over 2 years?
It's not unusual. There's sometimes you have periods where they go through periods of kind of reconciliation. I have abated some divorces to give the parties a chance to reconcile. Sometimes it's just if it's a big estate and different businesses, it takes a while to value them, and it just gets complicated. It's a little difficult. You have to get discovery. You have to do subpoenas. I mean, it just takes time.
Well, I have friends who got a divorce and then they got back together and got married again, except now they have a prenuptial.
Is it a prenuptial or a postnuptial or whatever? I don't know.
Yeah, it's
they
called,
did a prenup. Well, if the only difference is a prenup is before the marriage, the postnup is after the marriage.
Right,
because
they already got divorced.
The question is the same firm that handled the first divorce going to handle the second? that's
they should just take the money and put it in trust for the next divorce. So they're already.
That's very pessimistic, Jeff.
I've handled
realistic, pessimistic.
Two of those where it was their second divorce.
Well, you have such a stellar reputation, board certified. No, sincerely. I mean, I had no clue that you even knew Judge Levinson.
She will acknowledge that.
Yeah.
Well, I began my career as a prosecutor and then did criminal defense, so I had cases in front of him.
She's a very, very good trial lawyer.
That's nice of you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, everybody, I want to thank...
Wait. What's the best way to contact you?
There you go.
To contact me, my
Carrier
office number
pigeon,
is...
Carrier pigeon.
Smoke flyer, yeah.
954-522-7171. My email is Ileana, that's ileana@ilianalaw.com, ilianalaw.com. And, that's the best way to contact me.
And your website is being worked on, and it's going to be up relatively soon.
It's going to be up soon.
Form.
Yes.
Yeah. But so far you have some good information, but it's definitely a work in progress.
Yes. Should you have any trademark issues?
Yes. There you go.
Thank you. Well, Eliana, thank you very much for coming on our show. We'd like to have you back. It's never enough time. I want to thank my co-host, Phil Bell, Gary Ostro, criminal attorney here in Fort Lauderdale, and, of course, Judge Levinson. And if you're listening in the car, everyone, please put down your phones and keep listening to the radio. You're almost there. And remember, be legal.
Woo! You've been listening to the award-winning Legal News and Review, recognized by the Florida Bar's Award of Excellence. Legal News and Review, featuring Michael Santucci from the law firm of Santucci Priori, located in downtown Fort Lauderdale, and practicing intellectual property, business, and entertainment law and litigation. They can be reached at 500law.com or at 954-351-7474. To contact the legal panel hosts and guests, go to BeLegalBuzz.com. And to reach Gary Singer, board-certified real estate and syndicated columnist, appearing in 400 media outlets, including the front page of the Money Section every Monday in the Sun Sentinel, from the law firm of Gary M. Singer, PA, call 954-851-1448 for legal news and review. Remember, be legal.
Do you need an attorney? Call someone you can trust. The Broward County Bar Association, a not-for-profit organization, was founded in 1925 to foster courtesy, ethics, and professionalism, as well as to provide necessary legal services throughout South Florida. The Broward County Bar Association, 3,000 members strong, has attorney members that work throughout the entire state of Florida, as well as nationally and internationally. Remember, the Broward County Bar Association is a referral you can count on. Call the Broward County Bar Association at 954-764-8310 for all your legal needs. A referral you can count on. 954-764-8310 or contact online at browardbar.org. Non-lawyer spokesperson.